The American dream has become a nightmare.
Wow. I guess I could let this play a bit longer, but that's a pretty profound statement. Okay, Tony, so you were on a roll.
I was just going to cut to the chase here. Okay, they want the entire world of Goyim under the Noahide laws, which in their minds is a new world religion, which, you know, we've heard about that for decades. The new world religion is worshiping them. Okay, that's the new world religion, worshiping them. And if you worship, as we all know, the first Noahide law is against idolatry, and if you worship Jesus Christ, you're going to get the guillotine. And I guess they want the guillotine because then they could save your organs and sell them. Okay, but listen to this. They want to do it on a voluntary basis. And if you go to YouTube, you look up these Noahide laws, there are actually a number of UN documents. I mean, they have a site. The Chabad Lubavitch has a site, Noahide.org. They're in the UN. They're pushing this. This is all out in the open. This is all out in the open. They actually have set up a couple of trial congregations in Brazil. Okay, you know, with mixed race, mud, brown. You know, I'll just say it's, you know, inferior just people to push this crap on them to see if they can get away with this. They're doing a trial on this. Get rid of Jesus Christ. You're going to go to the world religion. You know, you're going to worship us. I know, it's shocking, but they're actually doing this on a trial basis. They just started this. This is what these people are trying to push.
And you know, Kevin McDonald wrote or said that the Jewish God is Jewish DNA. I mean, he's not a theologist, obviously. He's a psychologist. But it's not that they worship some supreme entity. They worship themselves.
Exactly. And they have a list. This is all out there. This is not hidden. This is what just stunned me. Even someone like myself that, you know, is so much into the Jew, looking into them, I didn't even know this until I watched, at 59 minutes, the third Adam Green video on No More News. Is that they have a list of 70 nations that they're targeting out of, what, 100 and something. This is all planned out. This is the New World Order. And if you ever wondered what those Chabad Lubavitch rabbis are always doing, you know, with pictures of world leaders all over the world, that's the New World Order, my friend. And it's all planned out, and it's through them. And, you know, they broke their silence on it. I mean, everybody, I used to hear people like, what are those guys? You know, they're always with the world leaders, you know, and why do they get so much, you know what I'm saying, access and stuff? It's the New World Order out of Jerusalem. Rule the world from Jerusalem. Anyway, just one last thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have House Resolution 104. This was in 1991. Bush 1 signed it. 102nd Congress honoring Reby Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Mm. I think you're familiar with that, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
And also the virtues of the Noahide law, okay? And then that set up Education Day, which is March 26th. And sure enough, on March 27th, see, they reaffirm that every year. Every president, Trump just did it this year, Obama does, they all do it. When you see them rabbis on both sides of the president in the Oval Office, it's always like March 26th, March 27th. That's Education Day. That's reaffirming this, you know, this revolution, this congressional resolution from 1991. Anyway, it's a total affront to non-Jews in this nation that this was actually voted on. It's in the congressional record. It should go in a political campaign, okay? I'm trying to get it into a local political campaign here. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. The guy doesn't really, I don't know. I'm going to try. Because people need to know that these Jews want to kill you if you're a Christian. And that's the truth. And I'll end it right there.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Okay.
All right. So our phone lines are starting to light up. I do want to just say, I once was getting some furniture repaired. I went into a shop. It was a Orthodox Jew who was very good at repairing furniture, and he did a good job repairing the furniture. The bill was kind of high, but he said, oh, just, you know, give me what you have now and pay the rest back later. Well, he was very surprised when I came into the store a month later with the rest of the bill. He didn't think I'd ever pay it. I think he was a decent guy. And at that point, he started talking to me, and he gave me a little pamphlet about the Noahide laws. He said, you know, we Jews, we have, I don't know what it is, 700 commandments we have to live by. For you, just seven. This is all we ask. And I've seen a few different versions of it, but they're pretty similar. So do not worship idols, marry to have children, do not commit adultery, do not consume blood, do not steal, do not murder, do not bear false witness. Another version, do not deny God, do not blaspheme God, do not murder, do not engage in illicit sexual relations, do not steal, do not eat from a live animal, and create legal system of justice. So which is the real Noahide laws? I don't know, but they're kind of similar. All right, we have Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Slattery. I'd like to recommend four books to you and your listeners. I'd like to know if you read them. Number one is The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler.
I'm familiar with the book. I won't say I read it, though. But I'm very familiar with the contents of it.
Excellent book. Supposedly, in 1983, Arthur Koestler and his wife committed suicide, but there's a strong suspicion they were both murdered.
Mm-hmm.
The second book would be For Fear of the Jews by Stan Rittenhouse.
That I'm not familiar with, but that sounds interesting.
Yep, excellent book. As a matter of fact, they burnt his house down, a suspicious fire. Number three would be The Jewish Mafia by Hervé Ryson.
Again, I'm not familiar with it, but it sounds very interesting.
These are all excellent books. And last but not least would be The Protocols of Zion. And that's amazing how, if you read that book, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
A little bit.
Well, it's amazing how close we are imitating the protocols. It's uncanny.
Okay, thank you so much. What matters about The Protocols of Zion is not who wrote it. Who cares who wrote it? What matters is that 120 years ago, somebody, whoever it was, made predictions, whether it was leaked memo from a real meeting or whether it was completely made up by the guy who wrote it. It was pretty prophetic. There's a lot there, and everybody is waiting for David Duke to finally come out with his annotated Protocols of Zion. Okay, next we go to Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Murr, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, it's funny, I was thinking when frankincensed, I put frankincensed in the chat rooms and capitalized the NC. Franken, North Carolina.
Yeah,
and said precise, and I was thinking about that. He needs to be more precise. This is your fourth radio show today. Are you filling in for Farron tomorrow?
No. Isn't that crazy? And you know,
so you don't Jones?
I would get awfully tired of listening to me, I tell you that much.
Oh, no, this is fun, and I thank you for taking this topic on. Actually, international jewelry is pretty accurate, and that's about 100 years ago. You know, and based on the protocols, Henry Ford, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but one thing I find very curious is the Neanderthal aspect.
Okay.
Okay. Now there's a lot of mixtures, and everyone looks the same, and then you have to go to the Goyim Gazette and see what crypto Jew you can tell by the behavior. Okay, the typical Jewish behavior, but there's a lot of them that have this skeletal structure. Like Henry Kissinger, whose real name, his great-great-grandfather changed it because he lived in Kissinger, is Loeb, Heinz Loeb. And I remember distinctly Bob Chapman.
How do you spell that last name?
Pardon me?
How do you spell his last name?
But it has the two dots over it. What's that thing called?
Umlaut.
Okay. Yeah. But Bob Chapman said... and he was in Italy and at the newsstand and a couple of ladies, and he understood enough Italian that they were reading the paper and Kissinger was due in town and they said, hide the children.
Hide the children. And he's still getting around, isn't he?
I don't think he has a lot of access to the White House, and the only other president that didn't let him in was JFK. You know, I mean, I don't think, you know, Trump plays both sides of it, which is very wise. He's been planning this whole thing a long time, you know, and that executive order back in 12/21/2017, why do you think Epstein was busted? Don't you think he knows he's a kingpin and they're ripping it out? Yeah. But this thing with the Neanderthal genes just really, you know, because I noticed lately, you know, you had the caveman insurance ad. And, of course, insurance is just all insurance is just another arm of Jewish banking. But they had if you remember, the cavemen, and they were kind of like cute cavemen and whatnot and eventually pulled it. And then
California hipsters or something.
Well, they were cavemen looking. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying they were trying to ease in this Neanderthal aspect, and then they were saying, oh, well, they mated, you know, Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal. Well, this Alan Weisbecker, who was in Hollywood and did a lot of photography and all kind of things, and he's kind of nomadic now. He sold everything and has a camper trailer, and he was on a boat for a while, and he's just constantly researching all kind of things. And it turns out that the Neanderthal DNA they never find any mitochondrial, which would lead to the aspect that all of the admixtures were due to rape. Neanderthals raping
Cro-Magnon. Not necessarily.
Well, I'm just saying, given his point of view. So if you carry that then to the aspect of the DNA in Israel and how they always check the mitochondrial. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're looking to find some mama Neanderthals. So it'd be a rare bird.
So they haven't found any mitochondrial DNA. The mitochondrial goes from mother to both children, but of course men don't pass it on because men never become mothers. Until recently. So it goes from mother to child. So that's the maternal line. Then the Y chromosome goes from father to son, father to son. There haven't been any Neanderthal Y chromosomes found either. And the Y chromosomes and the mitochondrial DNA were the first aspects of the genome to be thoroughly studied. And that led lots of people to conclude, well, we're not seeing any mama DNA and we're not seeing any father DNA, so there must not be any Neanderthal DNA. Well, then once they got good at looking at the nuclear DNA, you know, the bulk of the DNA that's in the nucleus of the cell, they found, at least from people outside of Africa, you know, a reasonable amount, like about 2% or so, was Neanderthal DNA. So, but you think about it, and the Y chromosome gets handed down almost exactly like a last name does, right, from father to son. And the female daughter might get it, but then she gets married to somebody else. I mean, traditionally, that's how it is.
Like Loeb to Kissinger. So that's real accurate.
Okay, well, you got that, too. So, you know, you have a lot of ancestors, especially if you're going back tens of thousands of years, you have a lot of ancestors who aren't your mother's 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 ad nauseum or your father's 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 ad nauseum, but were, you know, you're going kind of zigzag on the mother and father line. And that's what we have. They have found Neanderthal sites in what is now Israel.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you go to Arthur Koestler, too, he lived with Orwell, Eric Blair, for a while. And I think that's where some of this negativity, he had a lot of negative stuff going on. But Blair, Orwell, also nearly died in the Spanish Civil War, and that was just horrible.
You're saying Blair Orwell?
Blair is Orwell. Eric Blair. Eric Arthur Blair.
Okay. So George Orwell's his pen name. All right. I got it.
Another example of the name not being true, of course, but pen name. Mm-hmm. But he said that it was very noticeable even then that the reporting Where there were actual battles, they were never reported, and where there were none, those were reported as battles. So it's the same type of thing, control the media. But we have this disregard for life. It's a death cult. And this is coming to the surface. So these are a big proportion of it. It's one of their main things is child sacrifice, not just usury and sodomy, which society always devolves into once you have usury. Okay? But the one reason why they keep power is with sacrifice. And face it, war is mass sacrifice.
That's a good point.
It's always how they reset the banks, too. So if we can keep out of that kind of thing, don't let them push us into revolutions. Even protests, as it turns out. Look what they did with Charlottesville. And a lot of people don't want to recognize how much underhanded there is. Like when you were saying about Trump being spied upon, we're all spied upon. And one evidence of that is Michael Brown got E. Michael Jones on, and he had to know this Poway thing was coming up, because after he got him on, and then he spewed
the... You said that he had to know the Poway thing was coming? What are you talking about?
Out in San Diego, that staged event where the rabbi had work. Oh, he's growing fingers back. Did you know that? The rabbi that lost his fingers? He worked for the police department, too. That's another staged event. Habeas corpus,
yeah,
anybody?
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but that's
okay. It's one of the... Anyway, after the staged event, and so Mike Brown turned the interview around to make it look like Michael Jones was saying something he wasn't, and then he's blaming Christian Zionism, and he's anti-Semitic for that. And right away, as soon as the Poway thing happened, then Danny Dannon in the UN starts talking about, Gotta cut out the words. Gotta mute the ghoul.
We were talking over each other. I was just trying to confirm. You said Danny Dannon. That's the Dannon. Israeli ambassador.
Yogurt,
to the UN.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to confirm.
The UN ambassador, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right away, he's up there saying, we have to, curtail these words. And, of course, we had Masha it was last fall in Vienna when they had a conference, Jewish conference, talking about neutering the Bible, basically, putting things in there, warnings for anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Like smoking this Bible may cause lung cancer, that type of thing.
and things with the Quran, too, but especially 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15. They kill their own prophets and Jesus Christ, and they are enemies contrary to all men. They want that out of there. And there's several references like that, but they want that stuff out of there. A lot of people say, they don't like the synagogue of Satan mention in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, that they're not the real Jews. And yeah, they don't like that either. But Trulot did a little explanation of that. And if you get into it, synagogue and church of Satan, synagogue of Satan is redundant. Synagogue means Church of Satan. And as you showed yourself, right, that all the oldest buildings in the slave ports were synagogues. And a guy named one of the biggest,
we
have this black guy site saying we thought they were white, but they're the ones that trafficked in this. They do this stuff and then they blame it on others, okay?
Everyone. If you find a list of the main slave ports in the United States or in Brazil or the Caribbean, and then you look for a list of the oldest synagogues, you'll find a very clear correspondence. The oldest synagogues in New World they're all in slave trading ports.
Yep, and they're the oldest buildings. The other buildings get knocked down. And like now... Oh.
Okay. But if you have something important to say, you can hang on before I go to the other callers.
Okay, I just have one other thing.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun.
Welcome back to the show. The National Intel Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Patrick Slattery filling in for John Stadtmiller. And we have Murr from Wisconsin, so you had one more point for us.
Yes, Steve Bannoon is John Moore on RBN in the Morning, Tuesday morning first hour guest most weeks, and he has a lot of good information. Now, Mark and Philly and Frank were a little upset about his Israeli News Live site that had a big waving Israeli flag. Well, he reduced the size of the flag, and now he has two peace doves with olive branches, but he has a lot of good information. And on the 25th, starting on the 25th, the 70 nations that Tony was talking about are to meet in Israel. And on the 27th, they plan to do a sacrifice on the Mount of Olives. And the Mount of Olives is where Christ descended from. Mm. Very interesting. And he also says that there's 1,000 IQ otherworldlies, apparently, running Israel Hill and every government.
1,000 IQs?
1,000 IQ, yeah, alien, basically, creatures.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Murr.
Could I do one more?
Do one more.
Okay. The Catholic churches, you know how they're going after the Catholics with the, you know, they infiltrated it with homosexuals, and now they're, you know, all this about the children, but they don't mention the horrible bit with the Jewish ones, right? But they've done this before. What they end up doing is making them have to give up their property. And all these beautiful churches, Kat Carson in my other chat room was posting some of these beautiful buildings, and they've been deconsecrated and used for other purposes now.
Yeah, I've seen one that was converted from a beautiful Catholic church to a Jewish day school. So you never know, do you? Okay.
Thank you
for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next we have Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi again. I found that article, and perhaps you want to talk about it for a little bit. It's called Adelson's Told Police Sarah Netanyahu is Crazy and Decides Everything. And I want to tie that to a couple other events that are going on.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, well, the first important point is Miriam Adelson. They're showing a picture here in the RBN article where it was taken June 28, 2017, so they're all standing together. And it says, Miriam Adelson, currently, Sarah Netanyahu told me if Iran wipes out Israel, it would be my fault. That's the first one. The second one says, Internet, TV, radio, it's all left. Latest leaks reveal depth of Netanyahu's media obsession, which I think we've all been treated to from time to time. And then state's witness says Netanyahu's wife's son asked to erase texts in corruption case. So apparently the root of the corruption case, which I don't remember anyone actually ever discussing the details of it, was that Miriam Adelson publishes a newspaper in Israel. It's called Hayam, and there's an opposing one or a rival, which is the Yediot Ahronot or something like that. And apparently Sarah Netanyahu is trying to make some kind of a deal with this newspaper, saying that she would give them more scoop if they would do something to push out or elbow out the other newspaper, which Miriam Adelson is the publisher of. So I'm wondering, since this came out on September the 10th, I'm wondering if this may have, maybe Trump somehow got wind of this and took it as a sign that if he dumped him, Bolton, there wouldn't be any blowback.
I don't know.
I mean, this is
a lot of things going on, and of course, like, you've got an Israeli election coming up, what, on the 16th, I believe? Just like on Monday? And Netanyahu's been saying he doesn't think he's going to, that he's worried that he's going to lose, and that might just be a strategy to get people to vote for him, because, you know, they have this multi-party system, and they could be voting for other. I don't know. I mean, all the parties there are pretty crazy Zionist, but I don't know.
Well, they apparently made complaints to the police. Now, when they say the police, they don't describe it, but I'm assuming the police in Israel. It says Dr. Miriam Adelson told police that Sarah chooses the people who work with the prime minister. She chooses the workers, the people around him, his staff, his secretary. And she knows everything that's going on. Now, this could be like something akin to Dickens. Instead of a tale of two cities, you could have a tale of two wives, and these two could generate enough noise to open up a small black hole.
Yeah, they sure could. Obviously, Netanyahu is the Jew who's got his finger on the nuclear button, and then Sheldon Adelson is he's called himself the richest Jew in the world, and he may well be, and that would be saying something. So there,
she's described.
Mm-hmm.
She's described the music starting.
Okay, hey, we've got to get to other callers, but tell us how she's described. Well, okay, thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load
six. Did we sell our soul at the company store? I would like to just listen to the rest of that song. I'll listen to... Oh, that's what it is. I owe my soul to the company store. I didn't sell it. I just owe it. All right, that's good. Okay, we are back. The National Intel Report with Patrick Slattery filling in today. My great honor to fill in for John Stadtmiller. And we have Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing good. You know, yeah.
Hey, Andy, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing your audio.
Okay. Better?
That's...
Hello?
Hello, that's better.
That's better? Okay. Okay, so, I mean, so the Jews have been around for a minute, and they've been kicked out of, like, 117 countries since they've been, you know, they always go after the monetary system, the gold, the silver, the banking, whatever. Well, they're in control of ours now. Okay, fine and dandy. We got that. But what people don't realize is in 1891, we lost our Constitution. They incorporated our country. And then they stopped teaching us what our Constitution was all about. And things like Common Core, No Child Left Behind, and all these other little things that the presidents came up with to better our education robbed us. Because, I mean, even when I was in school, and I'm over 50, these people wrote stuff in these history books that I now know are just completely lies and whatnot. So the main thing that's wrong here is that we're not being taught what we need to be taught to be a productive country and be able to actually correspond with one another and make a difference. Are you still there?
I'm still here, but we're having a bit of trouble with your audio. Maybe we should disconnect and you can call back.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. Okay, in the meantime, let's go to Tom from Florida. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yes, good day. Can you hear me?
Yes.
First off, that lady called in, she's a good caller, but I got something to tell her. But first off, I want to talk about the caller before that was talking about Edelson's the richest Jew. I think Soros is the richest Jew, and I believe he's wanted in Hungary and Estonia.
Yeah, I said Edelson calls himself the richest Jew.
I believe Soros is, and Soros is being, he will be arrested if he goes in a few countries. I believe he's even a Hungarian Jew, and he's one that's financing this illegal slave trade with immigration in our country and all in Europe, Soros. But what I want to call about, I'm going to read a verse in the Bible. It's Romans chapter 11, verse 8. She needs to really read that, and then you can call back on your show, and she can discuss that with you, and I can discuss with you right now too. But I got other things I want to talk about. But I'd like her to read verse Romans chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. And then she'll understand. Before I go off on that rant a little bit about Jesus, we won't go there because I know it's, you know. But I do want to talk about what's going on with these rich Jews that are coming to Florida now because they're like Carl Icahn. What's his name? Carl
Icahn
and all these rich schmucks. They're all moving out of Florida because of the taxes. They did the same thing in California. All these Hollywood movie Dark Angel stars are moving over to Nevada. They're moving to Idaho, Wyoming, because they don't want to pay those crazy taxes they're planning in Mexifornia, Calexifornia, whatever you want to call the place anymore. 7 million illegals in the place. All for, and like I say, you got to remember, 85% of all Jews, Zionists in this country are going to vote Democrat. They're liberal. If you gave Afro-Americans each a briefcase, or Trump would give each one of them $100,000, Trump might get 25% of them to vote Republican. The other 75% will vote Democrat. That's just the way it is.
Uh-huh.
And the Zionists in this country are very liberal. There are some really great ones. I love Levin. I think he's fantastic. Mark Levin to me is great. You got a lot of great ones. But in the majority,
he calls himself the great one, doesn't he? He calls himself the great one, so I guess he must be then, right?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's got a lot of good politics. His politics, as far as I'm concerned, is to my thinking. Now, like I said, that lady, she got to look at that Romans chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. It's going to tell you everything you need to know what's going on here. Because the goyim country are waking up. Let's not kid ourselves. Okay? The goyim are waking up to what's nonsense that's going on. Politically, they want to take your rights away. I mean, look, Israel, my friend, they walk around with Uzis. The citizenship in that country can have an Uzi at 12 years old. Okay? Every citizen in Israel has the right to carry an Uzi. Understand? Am I lying about that?
I don't know precisely what they carry, but you certainly see Israelis carrying submachine guns and whatnot.
Well, their citizenry has the right to, they have all the guns they want. A household in Israel has no problem getting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. But over here, they want to take your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These demon rats. But again, that lady that called you, she's a really, really nice caller. She needs to look at that verse, what I'm telling her. Romans chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. And that's going to tell you. But, it's funny. I watched the History Channel 8 months ago, sir, and I'm going to tell you this. Did you ever hear about Eva Braun? Eva Braun.
Hitler's girlfriend.
No, he married her. You know, they had a major documentary on the History Channel. That, and uh-huh. Hitler's father is named Rudolfo Schickengruber. You knew that, right?
Well, as far as I know, Hitler's father's last name was Hitler.
No, sir, it was not. His name was Adolfo Schickengruber. Check it out. The wife of Hitler, Eva Braun's family, were all Jewish. They had a major documentary on it. Sir, have you ever seen the documentary on in 1944, Hitler's nephew flew into Manhattan?
No, he was
with the BBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC. You can archive it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Hitler's nephew, flies to Manhattan, gives a speech in English and German, okay, the nephew of Adolf Hitler. And he's even exposing Hitler for what he is, his own nephew, his own flesh and blood. You never hear about that. And another thing that people never talk about is on the National Geographic and on this War Channel they always have with one of these War Channels with Hitler and all these different channels. You know, when they went into Berlin and they were crossing in from Belgium, you know what? I didn't realize this. They maybe made a movie, Saving Private Ryan, was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, how many crosses do you see in the graveyard compared to Star of David, sir?
It was so long ago. I don't particularly care for the movie, and it was a long time ago, so I couldn't tell you how many stars.
I'm just bringing a fact out.
I would guess that they showed a whole bunch of Stars of David in the...
No, sir, they did not. No, sir, they did not in the movie. They showed a few, but they showed 99% or more crosses.
Okay, so what's the point?
The point is that most of the soldiers in the United States military that went to fought in Germany and even Japan... 53% of them were German American citizens. That's my point.
Yeah.
53% of all the military U.S. soldiers that went to fight in war were Germans.
Mm-hmm. And German whites in America are descended even more from Germans than they are from
Britain. There's 100 million Germans in this country, sir. Over 100 million.
Sure, it is still the largest ethnic group in America is the Germans. That's right.
And my point I'm trying to make on that is that what would happen right now if 100 million, over 110, 120 million German Americans say, you know, screw English, we want to speak German because that's our ancestral people. So you know what, we don't want English, but you know what, no other group could come here and speak another language except you know who. Who's coming in from South America? These people shouldn't be coming here. They should have gone to South America, Argentina, Colombia, Brazil. But why are they coming here for, sir? Why? Because Soros and all these rich schmucks want to invade this country, these people.
That's right. That's what I've been talking about for years.
And you're absolutely right. God bless you. Have a great show.
Thank you for your call.
You can chapter Romans 11, 10, 7, 8. She'll love it.
All right, Romans 11, I think you said 8 through 9. Okay, we will next go to, we'll go to back to Ken from, Andy from Texas, who's got his audio fixed.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I hope you've got your audio fixed. I hear you good enough, I think.
All right. So we were earlier. Murray, when I was talking about the Jews and whatnot, so yeah, they've been kicked out of about 117 countries.
It's not so good. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'll just call back another time. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, sometimes this is what happens, especially with cell phones. All right, I think the next call is Rick from South Carolina. Rick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing there? I've never listened to your radio show before.
Oh, but, you're missing it. It's great. Tony the Tiger would say so.
So when is it?
It is 1 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
It's a one-hour show, 5 days a week. It's on archives. So if you want to give it a test ride, just go to the RBN, or republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the archives, and you'll find it there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I might do that.
So
I'm just concerned, you know, hearing this topic for the first time on the radio with such detail, that aren't you generalizing a bit when everybody's calling in talking about Jews, Jews, Jews?
It is so hard to talk about. You know, it is really, really difficult to talk about this and we have been conditioned to be hypersensitive about it. And so it's really tough, and it takes a lot of practice. And so we're not always good at talking about it. And it does sound sometimes like we're generalizing. When did you tune into this show? Have you listened from the start of the show?
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the points I was trying to make is, you know, we're talking about group behavior, and there's a group dynamic. And lots of people, myself included, we know lots of really nice Jews that we like, okay? So if you're talking about individuals and you're saying, oh, Jews are like this, and you mean, and by saying Jews do such and such, you mean every Jew is doing such and such. No, that's not what we're talking about. But there's a group dynamic, and as a group, Jews organize, right? And I think Frank from North Carolina was saying, well, let's use the term organized Jewry, because we have there are all of these Jewish organizations, you know, the ADL, the Zionist Organization of America, the, you know, Chabad Lubavitch, the Hillel Association, and then you've got the Conference of Presidents of 50 major Jewish organizations, and there's lots of Jewish organizations who aren't major enough to be in it. So they are very organized, and so we're talking about a group behavior, and it gets hard to describe. Look how long it took me just to get this far. So it's difficult. Yeah. And your point is, it's a really good point. And it's a lot easier to paint with a broad brush and talk as if all Jews are like this. And so it's an important point, and I thank you for making it.
I lived there for a year in 1992.
Where?
And I've been following, the history of the Jews.
And where did you live for a year?
And I actually lived in the old city of Jerusalem,
okay,
and also in Jaffa. So I mostly was living in Arab communities when I was there. But
and what were you doing there?
I was living in Australia at the time, and there were lots of Russian immigrants coming to Israel, and I was a builder, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I could ship, you know, prefabricated houses from Australia to Israel.
Okay, so 1992, there sure were a lot of Russian Jews and even some Russians who were moving to Israel at the time. And so you had been in Australia, and then you get into this business of bringing prefab houses for the immigrants. Okay.
Those days you were talking about 200,000 or up to 450,000 a year. That's a lot, you know, for a country to absorb, you know, for a small country to absorb.
A country the size of New Jersey.
Yes, it's a lot. But what is interesting, you know, to help your listeners not generalize too much, because a Jew doesn't even know himself what he is. Mm-hmm. If you win a Jew to become a believer in Yeshua, you know, Jesus, he thinks he's not going to be a Jew anymore. Which is, you know, for us non-Jews, we laugh at that because that's quite funny, because, you know, that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, you could be a Muslim and still be Jewish, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what your religion is. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish, you know. So if you're American and you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you're still American, okay? So when a Jew, you lead a Jew to Christ, and he's asking, well, am I still a Jew? You know, and it's quite funny. They don't even understand, you know, because their hatred for Christianity is so, runs so deep in them that that they have this idea that if they were to, which goes back to, you know, the war of 135 A.D., where they found out that a lot of Jews that believed in Jesus Christ had fled Israel. If you remember Matthew 24, said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded, he said, then flee to the hills. So The people that believed in Jesus, they didn't hang around. They left. And so the Jews were very mad at them. And so they said, if you don't stand with us, then you're no longer a Jew. And so, but anyway, so and then also helping your listeners understand this is that the term Jew doesn't come from being a race. It actually comes from a a regional area called Judea. Mm-hmm. And in Judea, there was Benjamites, people from the tribe of Benjamin. There was people from the tribe of Judah, of course. And there were people from the tribe of Levi. And then during the reign of King, Hosea or whatever his name was, he was doing, so many good things that you had lots of the northern 10 tribes that actually moved into Judea to also live amongst them. And you could read about that in the Chronicles, in the book of the Chronicles. So the identity of
okay,
the Jews...
Okay, so we are coming up on the break. I don't have any other callers, so if you'd like to stay on to the other side of the break,
sure.
You're welcome.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome back to the show. We are in our closing minutes of, I want to say National Bugle Radio because that's my show. This is the National Intel Report with Patrick Slattery filling in for John Stadtmiller. And we still have Rick from South Carolina who was you were fascinating me with your knowledge of, certain aspects of biblical history. I'm not talking about the Bible per se, but the history of the time. So you were saying, and we've got broken off by the break. You're talking about the origin of the name Jew from Judea.
Yeah. Yeah, and also you mentioned that you don't know who's really a Jew today because you have, you know, the various branches of Jews, you know, from different parts of the world. Mm. And if you read, you know, which is a very valid question, of course, but to understand who a Jew is, thankfully we've got the Bible to draw on. And if you look at what happened was when God took his people out of Israel, I mean out of Egypt, he took Israel out of Egypt, he actually, you can read this in Isaiah, where he didn't want to even take them out because they were so into idolatry and such a wicked people. But he mm-hmm. said he remembered his covenant with Abraham. And so he decided to still take them out. And so he brought mm-hmm. them into the wilderness to test them. But when he took them out, it says a great multitude joined with them and left Egypt and joined. Now, you never hear about this mixed multitude. Mixed multitude means there was a number of mixed races, you know, maybe primarily Egyptians, but in Egypt there was many different nationalities, as you remember.
It was an empire, so yeah. There was all sorts of people.
It was an empire.
The empire.
And that's how the Jews ended up there. There was a big famine in the land, and so the Jews actually, you know, Abraham.
Where better to go in a famine than the Nile, which the Nile always flows, and it always spills
yeah.
over, and you always have a crop in the Nile. So that's
well,
where you go.
Joseph interpreted that dream where he said you're going to have 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine, and so what you should do is store up lots and lots of food during the 7 years of plenty. And because he interpreted that dream for the Pharaoh, he was placed second in charge of all of Egypt, and so the Jews, or basically Israel, because there was the 12 tribes, basically Jacob's mm-hmm. children. There was the 12 tribes there. They all moved into Egypt, and they were given the best of the best land, the land of Goshen. But anyway, so right from the beginning, there was a bunch of people that joined Israel that were not even Jews, and you never hear about them again. You know why? Because when you join with Israel, the Bible even says this, if you want to become part of Israel and make you know, the God of Israel your God, then you can, you know, convert and believe in the God of Israel.
I got a quick question for you, because we don't have much time left. I have a quick question. You spent a year in Israel in 1992. How sum up your experience? Was it a good experience? How did you get along with people?
I loved it. I went there for 2 or 3 months, and I ended up staying 11 months. I didn't want to leave. It's a difficult place to live, but I loved living there. It was a terrific experience.
Okay.
I traveled
all over. It's always good to have good experiences. Well, thank you very much for your call. We are out of time. I hear the music. It was an honor being with you this Friday evening, and John Stattmiller will be back next week with more exciting shows.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.